Eyesight Cornwall has launched new plans to help the blind and visually impaired in Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. The community outreach programme will now give more personalised support, including befriending and home visits and access to a range of equipment to help with everyday life, such as talking watches. Now, there's estimated 20,000 people in the county with loss of vision that could benefit from this new support. That's a huge amount, 20,000 people. Eyesight Cornwall hope that this will be one of many future plans that they'll be unveiling to help people live independent lives. And that's what it's all about. It's about having the opportunity for people not to live, in isolation, so that they've got these aids and they can live independently. Well, our reporter Keith Sparrow met up with Terry Rosenau-Ward. She's the CEO of Eyesight Cornwall, and she's got eyesight problems clearly herself.
So, Terry, you're registered blind. You have some very partial vision, don't you?
But I do.
Can you tell me what kind of problems that presents for you in your day-to-day life?
Well, in my day-to-day life with my limited vision, so even, getting up in the morning and being able to brush your teeth yourself when you can't see the toothpaste and the toothbrush, obviously being able to cook, clean, I've got a 15-year-old now, but at the time when I lost my eyesight, he was only 3, so the inability to be able to read him a bedtime story and, sight is something that life is geared around. And for me, literally with a flick of a switch, that had gone, and all of a sudden everything that we all take for granted, day in, day out, just the most simplest, basic tasks become incredibly difficult if you haven't got the right kind of support and learned a different way to navigate yourself, really.
And what kind of help can Eyesight Cornwall give to somebody with your condition?
We offer quite a broad range. So obviously the community development officer workers, that's really about making sure that, looking at somebody in a more holistic approach and understanding, from a personal perspective of how that is affecting their day-to-day life. So we're able to advise them on any suitable adjustments, maybe even moving their TV into a different place, lighting, are the fire alarms, have they been tested, can we refer them? So it's just making sure that we're able to offer the low vision service, benefits advice, assistive technology, talking support, befriending, and many other services that we do. And that's really ensuring that we can engage with people on every aspect. Really.
So this new service involves going into people's homes and seeing what help you can give them in their home, as opposed to them having to come to you.
Again, visual impairment, and I used to drive many years ago, and that is one of the hardest things is the independence to be able to get out and about. So we know that obviously there is a lot of people that are very isolated in rural parts of Cornwall. Transport is a huge cost and it's a huge barrier. So introducing this service, that allows us to break down those barriers, break down those areas around the transport, that we can go in and then we can signpost and even give people demonstrations of equipments and do it more in the home. But it's also about us using pop-up centres across Cornwall, for some people that probably could get to the local area rather than coming to Truro. Again, that's just breaking down those barriers, and again we'll pop up days all over Cornwall which we'll be able to demonstrate and advise people on every aspect of what the charity can do for them, as well as linking into the local leisure and social activity groups that are going on, and hopefully establishing some of our own. Again, it's listening to what the clients out there, what visually impaired people would like, and with that we're trying to respond to that and make sure that we're filling those elements.
Fascinating, isn't it? Terry Rosenau-Ward, CEO of Eyesight Cornwall, talking there to our reporter Keith Sparrow. We all take our eyesight so much for granted, don't we?